Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for another day of looking to you, taking hold of your word, and persevering, staying in the light as you in the light. In Jesus' name, thank you for your help in this way and for this wonderful word. Bless it to our bodies and our bodies to your service and kingdom realities. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 4, verse 6 to 8. Dear brothers and sisters, I've been referring allusively to myself and Apollos in order to illustrate what I've been saying. It is futile to move beyond what is written in the scriptures and be inflated with self-importance by following and promoting one leader in competition with another. For what makes a distinction between you and someone else? And what do you have that grace has not given you? And if you receive it as a gift, why do you boast as though there is something special about you? Oh, I know, you already have all you need. Since when did you become so content and rich without us? You've already crowned yourselves as royalty, reigning on your thrones, leaving us lowly apostles far behind. How I wish indeed that you really were reigning as kings already, for that would mean we would be reigning as kings alongside of you.
Hallelujah. So the wonderful thought here just comes together here at the end. You know, it's we've got a common faith. We're part of a family, and we are there to reign together. So this whole thing of differences, try lifting up one and downing the other one, it's just the devil coming in to bring about division and bring about problems. So we just stay, and that's the beautiful thought at the very beginning of these scriptures, and I don't think beyond what is written. So that's so important, and this is why we draw close to the Lord on a daily basis, looking to Him, listening to Him, walking with Him, and making sure we don't go outside the boundaries of this amazing love. You know, there is no other answers. There is no other Lord. There is no other plan. And it's just found in Jesus, looking to Jesus. And so we hold fast to it. And we make sure we stay in those boundary lines that has fallen for us in good places. And in doing that, it's just pursuing love. There's no jealousy. There's no anger, and all these wrong things need to fall away. We have got a God of love that has provided for us in every way, and we just keep that focus. I think of Proverbs 4, where it talks about keeping your eyes on the things above and the things that are ahead. You know, walking straight, not walking here, falling around in deception, and speaking the word of life and holding on to the word of life and letting His word, His great and precious promises fill your heart, because He backs it up. And He goes on to say in that this word, this path, this persistence, this endurance that you're holding on to brings about healing in every way. So the healing and the goodness and the mercy of the Lord is forever. So we, at all times, are we holding on and pushing on. And the tongue is the rudder of our lives. So we keep this tongue in line with health, wealth, blessings, peace, joy, unity. And that's it. We arise and shine on a daily basis, for our light has come and our Lord is for us. And we're ruling together with these apostles. We are not different. Amen. We family. And it takes me to the wonderful chapter that says we have come to the kingdom, and the kingdom is speaking about the heavenly Jerusalem. The kingdom is speaking about the city of God. The kingdom is speaking about Mount Zion. And it says so beautiful, and we have come to the family. We've come to the elect. We've come to the called out ones. We've come to Jesus, and we've come to the Father. And so, guys, we are part of a family, no divisions, looking to the Lord, encouraging one another. on a daily basis. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.